Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin. We're going to start on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, about 10-15 lines up from the bottom at the two dots. And Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to finish off Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Lamed Beis, and as well try to do Mitzvah Hashem Lamed Vav. This will make it a little bit easier for the people that are not able to listen here in Chutz La'aretz on the Motzi Shabbos of both Rosh Hashanah and the first and last days of Sukkot because of the Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. Okay, and we begin the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph with the two dots about 10-15 lines up from the bottom, and we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "V'chol mitzvah lo saseh v'chule." We said that any mitzvah lo saseh, men and women are both obligated to observe those mitzvah lo saseh, with the three exceptions that we had mentioned: the two dealing with cutting off the payas, the pa'as zikon cha, and the payas of the rosh, the sideburns and the beard payas. So only men are not allowed to cut that off. A woman would be allowed to cut that area with a razor. And the din of Tumas Meis, that a Kohen, a male Kohen, is forbidden to become Tumi Tumas Meis, whereas a Bas Kohen has no such restriction. Other than that, all the other mitzvahs lo saseh are applicable to women as well as men. Mino ani mili, how do we know these dinim that I just said? So the Gemara says, Amar Yudam Rav, it's brought down by the Amor of Yudam Rav, in as well, they also learned this in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, based upon the following pasuk. The pasuk says, now this is dealing, as Rashi tells us, in Dibra Matzol Hach Komaisa, that we're dealing here with the carbon that is brought for a Shvuas HaPigadon in Parashat Noso. And a person has to go bring a carbon if he swears falsely about a Pigadon, that he didn't have it when in fact he did. So, Omakra, the pasuk tells us, Ish o isha ki asu mikol chatos ha'adam. They in fact do such a sin, and it says man or woman. So therefore, hishva kosuv ish li isha. We see that the Torah compared and made the same din for both men and women, l'chol onshim sheba Torah. And we use this as a paradigm to learn this out to all the lo saseis, anything that you do as a lav, that din applies both to a man as a woman. Anything you're not allowed to do, so it's allowed to do it, so it applies to men and women equally. That is from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, as well as from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. A second similar type, Rashi points out, that lav leperushi masnis, and I say this isn't to come and explain the Mishnah further, Elo, since Aidi, the Aisaina, Odshim, since we've been talking here about certain things that are applicable to men and women, so Agav, therefore, we're now going to also bring down Le Dine Mamon for Dinim, that financial legal matters, and as well Mises Dastin, so these things apply to both men and to women, and we'll see how we learn those out. So, first we learn it from the Beit Rabbi Eliezer. The Beit Rabbi Eliezer, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Eliezer, they Tana, they learn the following, Amakra, they base it upon this pasuk. This is a pasuk from the very beginning of Mishpatim, Ela Mishpatim, Amakra, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, that you shall put these dinim in front of people. Now it says Lifnehem, Hishva Kosov, Isha, Leish, Lechol Dinim Sheba Torah. This comes to tell us that there's a level playing field. There's no difference between a man involved in litigation or a woman involved in litigation regarding dinim mamonos. So the Mishpatim are the same, and that's what the Beis Medrash Rabbi Eliezer taught us. This is similar to this din that we said, well, the punishments are the same for men and for women. Mikol chatos ha'adam, tiyasu mikol chatos ha'adam, isha isha. So too, we have a similar din in regards to din. And another drasha, Devei Chizkia, in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Chizkia, Tana, they learn the following braisa. Omakra, the pasuk tells us, also from Parashas Mishpatim, they miss ish o isha. If an ox comes and goes and kills a man or a woman, ish o isha. So therefore, hishva kosev isha liish l'chol misos shebetorah. So here we see a comparison between men and women. The din is the same. If an ox gores a man, ox gores a woman, the punishments are the same. And therefore, we generalize this to all of these dinim. They're applicable equally to men and women. So we have three separate psukim over here, drashos, that we learn. One for our inyan of all the losases apply to men as well as women, with the three exceptions that we've mentioned, which we still have to understand why there are those three exceptions. Then we have the Elam Mishpatim, all the dinim are applicable to both men and women. And then we have that the ox goring a man or a woman, so the din is the same. There is no difference in the payment and in the punishments in these situations. Okay, now, why did we need all three? Why couldn't we learn one from the other two? Utsricha. So the Gemara says we need all three of these. Why? Because the E Ashminan Hach Komaisa, if we only had the first one that we brought down, which was teaching us from Shuas HaPikadot that men and women have all the same din in regards to Los Haseis, so why couldn't I learn that out to the others? I would have said, because Mishum Kapara, that was a din of Kapara. They bring a carbon, and we need to understand that when there is a need for a Kapara, for atonement, so that applies to women as well. Why would a woman not need the atonement? The woman needs the atonement just like the man. So in regards to Kapara, we could say that Hishva Kosov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made men and women equal in that respect. So Mishum Kapara, Chas Rachman Allah. Therefore, the Torah gave her special permission in this situation to also bring the kapara. However, Avol Dinim, in regards to financial matters, you know what I might have said? Ema, I could have possibly have thought that Ish, a man, debar masa umatan, that men were in the business world. In those days, women were not in the business world. And therefore, you might have thought that in regards to these dinim, ela mishpatim, they only apply to men, in, only for men. However, Ish alo, but not for a woman, because she's not normally involved in the business world. So it's something that maybe these dinim don't apply to her. So kamash alon, the Torah had to tell us, ela mishpatim, asher tosim lifnehem, to Hishva, men and women. No, so just tell me that one. The Yashmin Ha, if I only told me that one, I would have said, Mishum Dechayusahi, you can't survive in the world, as Rashi says, the Leisa Bechlal Dinan, if you don't include women in the Dinan, the financial matters, you know what's going to happen? And Lehem Chaim, they won't be able to survive, because everybody will just steal from them. Hakul Gozlin, because there are no consequences. They're not involved in the dinim. And likewise, he goes, Elis, and since she has no consequences, she'll go steal from other people. And guess what? That called bedealing, hey, then everybody's going to stay away from them because it's a lose-lose situation. So therefore, since women need to survive, so to say, so therefore the dinim of financial matters have to apply to men and women equally. Therefore, that's why you needed to tell me Eila Mishpatim. However, Abu Kofer, in regards to the Shor, Vemisiso, Yishor, Shor, Yisokel, Begam Balov, you must. So the dinim of kofar that you have to pay a certain amount, so then Aval Kofar, you know what I said, Ema, and we turn to Lamed Hey Omid Beis, I would have said that maybe by kofar, Ish, the bar mitzvos, in a man who is involved in mitzvos, as Rashi says, not that women aren't, as Tosos says rather, the top Tosos, not that women aren't involved in mitzvos, the Lab Davka, that says that women aren't involved in mitzvos, as Ish alo, therefore women are not involved in mitzvos. No, of course they are, but men have more mitzvos than women, and therefore, the Tosus tells us, what it means over here, since man has more mitzvahs than a woman, so I would have said, so the din of kofar applies only to a man and not to women. Therefore, I might have thought that incorrectly, and therefore, Torah is Ishva, Ish Leisha, for this situation. Isha Leish, for this situation. Now, just tell me the last one then. V'yashmin ha, if you only told me the last one, and said, well, if that one applies to men and women equally, so then the others certainly do, I would have said, no. The last one is dealing with loss of life. Mishum de'ika, ibud neshama, since somebody died over here. And Rashi says, top Rashi, Mishum hachi, chayve rachmana l'shalim kofar. Therefore, since it's a loss of life, therefore, only in that situation do we say that din applies isha leish just as much. Isha leish. Mishum de'ika, ibud neshama, because it's a loss of life. And therefore, chas rachmana lo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, had pity because of the loss of life. However, aval hanach tarte, but the regards to el hamishpatim, in regards to Shuas, we call though, guess what? Aim alo. I would have said, no. Who says that applies to women as well as to men? Maybe it only applies to men, and therefore, tzricha. Therefore, the Torah specifically had to list all three of these dinim here to teach each one, because you couldn't learn one from the other. Now, in our Mishnah, we now quote our Mishnah, it said, Chutz mibal takif ubal tashis chule. It said that there are the three mitzvos loves that say that don't apply to women, as I mentioned, the two regarding the payas, the pas rosh cha, and the pas zokikon cha, your sideburns and your beard payas. Only a man is forbidden to cut them off, a woman is not. And in regards to tumas mace of a kohen, only a male kohen is forbidden to become tummy tumas mace. A bas kohen is not forbidden to go to a levaya, to go to a cemetery to become tamei tumas mace. Now, what is the source for all of these? We just pointed out that hishva isha leish for all los haseis. We learned that out from the pasuk that we brought down from the parshas naso shuas pikado. So bishlama balti tamei lemeisim. So we need a source over here for each of these three exceptions. So the latamei lemeisim, that's very simple, because what does the pasuk say? Dichsiv, it says emor el hakohanim bnei aharon. It says tell the male kohanim. It says only the males. So therefore bnei aharon lo benos aharon. That's very easy. Only the men are restricted in not becoming tamei tumas mace. The Bas Kohen is not so restricted, or the wife of a Kohen is not so restricted. Elo, Bal Takif, Bal Tashke is not allowed to cut off the pace of the Rosh and the pace of the beard. Minol, where do we see a Pasuk that tells us that that applies only to men and not to women? So the Gemara says, Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Lo sakifu pas roshchem, lo sashlis es pas zikonecha. Because the pasuk tells us, don't cut off the payas of your rosh, and it uses the term roshchem, your plural heads, all of your heads. And then it says, v'lo sashlis es pa'as zikon necha. And then it tells us, don't cut off the payas of your beard in the singular. So it switched in the middle of the pasuk, going from pa'as roshchem, plural, to pa'as zikon necha, singular. Now, kol sheyesh no b'ashchasa, yesh no b'akofa. And we learn from here, keep in mind what I just said, we'll get to that in a moment. We learn from here, the hekesh in the pasuk tells us that just like there is a din of forbidden to do hashchasa on the beard, so yeshno ba'kofa, so too you're not allowed to do cutting off the pace of your sideburns as well. Now, bahani nashi and women, ho'el v'lo isnu b'hashchasa, since women normally don't have beards, it's a biology, it's hormonal, that women don't grow facial hair to the same extent, certainly that men do. Some women do have some facial hair. That's why you have the pasuk. If it didn't occur, so then it would never be needing a pasuk to exclude the women from this din if it never occurred. But it usually doesn't occur. And therefore, since women normally don't have beards, ho v'lo isnu b'ashchasa, since they're not involved in that part of the din, so then lesnu b'hakofa. So then they're also not included in the hekesh, in the sideburns, which they do have. So therefore, that is the source to tell us that women aren't included in the cutting off of the sideburns. So Gemara asks the obvious question, and how do we know that they're not included in the din of you're not allowed to cut off your beard, it only applies to a man, and the pace of your beard, and not applying to a woman? So how do we know that? So there's two possible answers. Ibai is aim asvara, Ibai is aim akra. So the Gemara starts off and says, Ibai is aim asvara. First, it's possible to say, just logical, as I just mentioned, daha lo islahu zokan. As we pointed out, women normally don't have beards, so therefore it makes sense to say that this din doesn't apply to people who normally don't have beards. Or alternatively, if you're looking for a pasuk, you always say makra, we have a pasuk. As I pointed out, this is the difference between the beginning of the pasuk, where it talks about roshchem, and the end of the pasuk, which says zikonecha. So it goes from plural to singular. So the makra lo sakivu pas roshchem lo sashlis es pa'as zikonecha. So it tells us, midishani kra b'dibure, the pasuk changes around midstream, and goes from plural, roshchem, to zikonecha. So the imke nichtal rechwana pa'as zikonechem, it should have, to continue the parallelism, it should have used the plural term pa'az zikanchem. Why did it use the singular? My zikonecha. So teaching us zikoncha below zikan ishtecha. To teach us your beard, meaning a man's beard, and not a woman's beard, if a woman does have a beard. So whether it's a svara, most women don't have beards, or whether the pasuk, by switching from the plural, roshchem, to zikonecha, comes to exclude zikoncha below zikan ishtecha. Okay. More questions? It says, really? Below? You're telling me that women have no dinim in regards to the payas of their beard? V'latanya. But we learned in another brisa, it says, zikan isha, the beard of a woman who does have a beard, the hasaris, or a person who is incapable of growing a beard. He's a man, but for various hormonal and or other medical reasons, he is incapable of growing a beard. So both the beard of a woman, or the beard of a man who cannot have the ability to grow a beard, shehelu seyar, that do have some facial hair in that area, hare hein kizokon l'chol devrem, they are treated like a beard of a man in all areas. Now, doesn't this include, when it says l'chol devrem, my lav lihashkasa, doesn't this specifically tell us this brisa, that women are included, as well as the saris, are included in the din of hashkasa, that they should be forbidden for them to cut off their facial hair? If a woman does have beard hair, so she should be forbidden to cut it off with a razor. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Bayabai says, Lahashchasa lo motzis armis. No, you can't say when it says over here, Harehein kizokon l'chol devreim, it doesn't mean hashchasa. Because we learn out over here that the Yolif pa'as, pa'as mi b'nei Aaron. Because the Torah tells us that the b'nei Aaron, the Kohanim, aren't allowed to cut off their payas, and it tells us again by regular Yisrael that they're not allowed to cut off their payas. So we learn out through this Gzeri Shava of Pa'as, Pa'as, Ma'la Halon, Noshim Peturos, just as in the case regarding the Kohanim, that the women aren't included, so to Afkan Noshim Peturos, so to women of Klai Yisrael, not only Kohanim, but the women of Klai Yisrael are also not included in this prohibition of cutting off their payas. Then how do you know that? The E Sviralon, if you're telling me, the Kosav B'nei Haron Akule in Yonoksiv, now you're telling me the reason why the women are excluded is because when it says, and while Akunim B'nei Haron, that goes on everything in all of the psukim, so then, if that was the case, so then Nishtok Kromine, then you wouldn't need the Xer Shava to go and exclude the women, because you're telling me over here that it goes on all of the dinim of the Kohen, and you wouldn't need to exclude the Kohanim with this Gzeir Shava. But they say b'kavachomer, and you just learn out the regular kavachomer that the women of Klal Yisrael would also be forbidden to cut off the pace of their beards. Why is that? Because you can learn out the taste of kavachomer. The ano, I mean, because I would have said uma kohanim, if the din applies that the kohanim's wives aren't included in the din of cutting off their pace of their beards, shereba hamakos of mitzvos yiseros, the kohanim have more mitzvos than the Yisrael. And if by the kohanim it only applies to the male kohanim and doesn't apply to the female kohanim, the bas kohen, because it says b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron, so therefore if that din applies to only males and not females in regards to the kohanim, so then certainly Yisrael, it's a kavachomer l'kol shekein, it certainly would, and therefore you don't need the gzeir shava. So that seems to slug up Abayis Teretz. So he says no. If you didn't have the Gzei Rishava, you know what I said? I would have said that no, the B'nai Aharon doesn't go on everything. It only goes on the first thing. It wouldn't go all the way down to the prohibition against cutting off the pace of the beard. So therefore, you need the Gzei Rishava because it would have said Hifsiko Inyan. There were other things in there that interrupted or separated it from the original B'nai Aharon and not B'nos Aharon. So you do need the Gzei Rishava. Now the Gemara still objects and says, no, wait a second. Now you're telling me, Hash Denami Name of Hifsik Inyan. Once you're telling me that if you didn't have the Gzei Rishava, you would have said Hifsik Inyan. So then, the E Mishum Gzei Rishava, and you're telling me you need the Gzei Rishava to tell us this din of Abaye? No. Mibayle Elichatanya. Then I would use the Gzei Rishava for the following, and not for what Abaye said. I would have said, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Yigalechu. By the Kohanim, it says that the Kohanim shall not cut off, Lo Yigalechu, they're not allowed to cut off the beard, the pace of the beard. And Yocho, I might have said, Gilcho b'misparayim yechayv. I would have said that this doesn't only mean with a tar, with a razor, but it means even with a scissor. If you take a scissor and you cut off the beard of a Kohen's face, so then you would be over the Isser. So no, Talmud Lomar, it says lo sashchis. It tells us as well, lo sashchis. In addition to lo yigalechu, it says lo sashchis, which means to destroy. So therefore, it's only if you destroy it all the way down to the skin, but with a scissors, you don't cut it so close to the skin, therefore it is permitted. You're allowed to go cut your beard with scissors. If you're going to tell me that, so yocho likto b'malkate uvirihitni yechayv, I would have said, well, if you tell me it has to go down to the skin, that is the iser. So then I would have said, not only a tar, not only with the razor, but even with various other types of cutting implements, like a malkate uvirihitni. These are various types of planes. These are like a sword, for example. So if you would use something like that, a plane, to go and cut the beard, that would also make you chayiv, you'd be over. So Talmud Lomar says, lo, yigalechu. It tells us that it shall be with giluach. Giluach implies only with a specific tar, and not with other types of sharp implements like a sword or a plane. Now, how do you know this? Ha-ketzat, this is based upon giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. It has to be a type of giluach, a type of shaving that involves destroying. So it has to be shaving, but it has to be destroying. So therefore, the only thing that this would include, Hevei Omer, is their tar, but it wouldn't include the Malakit and the Rehitni, and certainly wouldn't include Misparayim. So all of these other implements are permitted to cut the beard. So therefore, you need the Gzei Rishava for this, and therefore, you can't use it to exclude women. So Kashon Abaye says, no. If that were true, Imkain, Nichtov Kro Es Shebizikonecha. Why did it say my pa'as zikonecha? So therefore, from the extra word pas, you can learn out both of these dinim. The dinim that you just said that it only applies with a tar and not with a malkeit or a hitni or with misparayim. So you can learn that out, but you can also learn out that it applies only to the men and not to the women. Shmami no tarti. So Abaye's answer is a good answer. Aydinwar says, wait a second. The Elohod de Tanya, it says, Zikano Isho Vasoris Shehelu Seyar Harehe Kizokon Luchod Avraham. How are you going to deal with that brisa? If you're telling me it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to cut off the beard of a woman, you are allowed to cut off the beard of a woman, that doesn't apply. So then what does it mean that the zakan of a woman is similar to the zakan of a man? L'chod Avraham. So Mazut tells us it means l'tumas negoim. It means that the various types of nega that apply to the beard, so they would apply to a woman who has a beard as well as to a man. So if you have, in this situation, a nega over the beard area, though therefore in the hair, so it would apply equally to a man and or to a woman. Now, Gemara says, Tumas Negoyim Hedyksiva. Wait a second, I don't need this Brisa to tell me something that the Psukim Beferish say. The Pasuk says, the Ish O Isha Ki Yevo Noga Birosh O Bezakan. It says specifically, a man or a woman that has a Nega in the beard area or in the head area, Birosh in the head or in the Zakan in the beard area. So I know Beferish. I wouldn't need a Brisa to tell me a Beferish din in the Torah. So, Marzutra, what are you telling me? You need this Brisa to teach you Tumas Negoyim. It's a Beferish Pasuk. So, El Amar Marzutra, Marzutra says, no. You need it to tell me that not that there is a nega in that area, but you can become tahar. The dinim of taharas negayim applies equally to a man and a woman. Or it says that's not really also something that a brais will come and tell me, because taharas negayim nami pshita. It's obvious that the tahara of a negayim applies to women if the tumah of the negayim applies to the women. Even the bas tumah, since a woman is equally included, the pasuk says isha isha. So they're included in the dinim of negoyim of the beard. So certainly they're included in the din of tahara. Kivan the bas tomehi bas tahari. Of course it has to be. So that can't be what the Brice is coming to teach me. So Gemara answers itzrich. We need it for the following answer. Marzutra, when he said the tumas negoyim, was correct, and itzrich he needed for because. I would have said if I didn't have Marzutra's answer. Litzdadim ksiv that no, it means two separate things. Beisha uisha kievo noga birosh. Period. That's the end of that. So negayim that apply to a man or woman are only by the head. But then it says, O bizarkan, that's a separate din. So isha, isha, kievo, naga, barosh, that applies to men and women. And then when it says, O bizarkan, hadar, osan, ish, then it goes back and refers only to a man. That's what you need Mazutra to teach us. That's what the Brice is teaching us. Kamash balan, that the dinim of negayim apply to the beard of a man or a woman as well. Not just the rosh, but even the zarkan. So that's how we explain these prohibitions applicable to only men and not to women. Now, we in Al Mishnah only learn that there are three lo sases, the two with peis, and the one with tumas meis applies to only men and not to women. Isi, the Tana Isi, Tani, a fourth one. He said, the fourth one is also af bal yikruchu karcha birosham. Noshim Peturos, the prohibition that the Pasuk says that you're not allowed to go and make bald spots on your head when you're Nebuch mourning for a person that passed away. So amongst the Goyim, they would go pull out the hair, literally. And the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to do such things. We don't pull out our hair, Nebuch, when a person is suffering an avelus, a loss of a close relative. So it's forbidden to do Yikruchu Karcha Birosham. And therefore, Isi tells us that this is a din that only applies to men and doesn't apply to women. Adds on an additional fourth lo sase that applies only to men and not to women. Lo yikruchu karcha birosham is also only by men and not by women. Nu, what's his reasoning? My time of the Isi. Where did he get this from? So he darshins the psukim as follows. The darshi hachi. He says the pasuk starts off and tells us bonim atem lashem elokechem. You all are my sons. And then it says lo sis go to do. You're not allowed to go and make cuts in your flesh. You're not allowed to go and pull out the hair. Now it says bein einechem, but we'll learn out from tefillin that this applies to the top of the head and not in the area between your eyes. Lameis, nebuch, when a person's in avelus over a mace. Now, the reason why you're not allowed to do this, the pasuk says, is ki am kadosh atah l'shem lokecha, because you are a holy nation. So therefore, banim, the pasuk tells us, v'lo banos l'karcha. So this pasuk tells us that this din, banim atem l'shem, applies to the banim, that you're not allowed to go, and lo sosimu karcha bein einechem, and not to the banos, to the women. So Gemara says, at omer l'karcha, you tell me that you're dashing this on the part of the pasuk, it says, lo sosimu karcha bein einechem l'meis. No, oh, eino elo l'gdida. Maybe it's talking about the first part. It says, banim atem l'shem l'kechem, lo sis go to do. Makes more sense to say it goes on the first part. Why are you telling me that it goes on Lo Sosimu? So the Gemara says, because it isn't talking about Gedidah. Because it says later on at the end of the Pasuk, as we just read, at the end of the Pasuk it says, Kishu Omer, Ki Am Kadosh Atah L'Hashem Elokecha. That applies to all Klai. So you, men and women, are an Am Kadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that goes on the Gedidah. So, Hare Gedidah Omer, that is referring to men and women. And therefore, Homani Mekayim Banim V'lo Banos, that goes on L'Karcha. No, the obvious question, the Gemara says, is why did you darshan the pasuk this way? You're telling me, there's one miut over here, tell me it doesn't apply to women, because it says banim and not banos, and that applies to one of the two, either los is gorodu or los sim korcha b'nechem. You're telling me that we should apply that to los sim korcha b'nechem, and because the end of the pasuk says, ki am kadosh ato Hashem lokecha, which applies to men and women, that goes specifically on the gedida prohibition, so that applies to both men and women, don't go make cuts in your skin, as opposed to the los sim korcha, that only applies to the men. Why did you learn it that way? Arguably, it's not the simplest way to learn it. If you follow along the words of the pasuk, you would have said that los is go to do applies to banim and not banos, and los hasim korcha ben eichem, that applies to kiam kadosh tol shel kechel, to men and to women. Why did you learn it that way? Umaris l'rabo sesa gedida, to include women in the din of gedida, don't cut your flesh, ulaotzi esa korcha, but women aren't included, according to Isi, in the din of los hasim korcha ben eichem. Why did you do it that way? So Moshe says, no, it makes very good sense. Because it makes sense to be marbani es hagedida. If you're going to include women in one of the two, it makes more sense that they should be included in the prohibition of gedida, of going and cutting the body. Because sheyeshno bimkom haseyar, vishalo bimkom haseyar. Because this applies to all parts of the body. Parts of the body that have hair, and parts of the body that don't have hair, which would therefore make sense for women. And if you're going to exclude women from something, umotzi ani es hakarcha, but I would exclude making bald spots, because she'ena ella b'makum se'er, because that is more specific. It only applies to places where you have hair, the hair of the head. So therefore, it wouldn't apply to other parts of the body. So if you're going to be marbe something that applies to the entire body. And if you're going to be mamit something, so apply it to something that's only on part of the body. So that's the rationale to learn it the way we did. Where it says, wait a second, the emor banim v'lo banos melech karcha melech dida. Why not say when the pasuk says banim, meaning men and not women, it applies to the entire pasuk. It applies to loses go to do as well as losim karcha b'nechem. Why are you limiting it to one and marbe the other? Why are you telling me it should only be one of the two? Let it be both of them. And after all, when the end of the pasuk says v'chi katzav kiam kadosh tol shem lekecha, so b'srita hu d'chsev. That's something else. That's called a different type of cutting your body called srita. So there's a difference right now, we're assuming, between lo sisko to do and lo yisro to do. You're not allowed to go make srita. Also, another type of way of cutting the body. Ultimately, we'll say that they mean the same thing. But right now, we're suggesting that when it tells us that there's something that applies to both men and women, that's talking about srita, as opposed to banim and not banos. That applies to both los is going to do and los is himu karcho ben nechem. Why did you separate it the way we did? So what it says, Isi held as follows. Kusava Isi srita ugedid. Then we turn to lamed vav omed aleph achasi. They're one and the same. And therefore, as I suggested, they're both ways of cutting the skin. So we now have to say that there has to be one ribuy and one miut. And it makes more sense because the ribuy should apply to something that's on the entire body, hair parts as well as non-hair parts. So therefore, that din of lo sisko to do or lo yisru to applies to both men and women. But lo sasimu karcha b'rosham, that only applies to men and doesn't apply to women because banim and not banos. So that's Isi's understanding. Mara now tells us, Abai Amar, Hainu Tamad Isi. We have a different reason for Isi than the one that we just brought down. Again, it doesn't necessarily disagree with the one, but he brings a different reason. Abai Amar, Hainu Tamad Isi. This is the rationale behind Isi saying that the prohibition for making bald spots, Lo Sima Karcha B'Rosham, applies only to men and not to women. Because the Gomar Karcha Karcha Mibni Ara, because of Gzeru Shabba, it uses the term, you're not allowed to go make bald spots by Kohanim, and it says it by the Klai Yisrael. And therefore, we make a connection over here. Malahal noshe peturos, avkan noshe peturos. By the Kohanim, it doesn't apply to women. So therefore, in the rest of Israelim, it also applies to the men and not to the women. Gemara says, v'i sviralon, v'chi ksiv kura b'kuli inyanahu ksiv. Now, if you're telling me that when it starts off, it says, amol kohanim b'nei arom, that goes on everything. So then, again, like we had before, nishto kura minei, don't tell me anything. I don't need exer shabba. If it tastes like kavachom, we can learn out the same kavachom that we had before. Ani amina, I would have said, uma kohanim sheribo behem akos of mitzvos yiseros. So, by the kohanim, who have more mitzvos than a regular Yisrael. Nevertheless, it tells us, B'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, it only applies to the male Kohanim and not to the female Kohanim. So by Yisrael, lo kol shekein, certainly it would apply to Yisraelim. The women of Klai Yisrael aren't included in this din. Only the men of Klai Yisrael are included in this din. So I would have had a Kal v'chomer. I don't need the Zerushava of Karcha Karcha. So it says, no, you do. Because if it wasn't for this Zerushava, Ilav Zerushava, you know what I would have said? Again, like we pointed out before, this is exactly the same Shaka Vatayah that we had earlier in the ship. I would have said that Amar LaKohanim B'nei Aaron only applies to the first thing. It doesn't apply to all the subsequent things that the Pesukim talk about. And therefore, you need the Gzeirah Shavah, Karcha Karcha, to tell me that we don't say Hivsuk Inyan. Gemara says, no. Hashto Nami, name of Hivsuk Inyan. No, you could even say that it's Hivsuk Inyan, and I need the Gzeirah Shavah for something else. V'imishung Gzeirah Shavah. You tell me, oh, this din is learned out through the Gzeirah Shavah. I would say that's not correct. I would have said, you need the Gzeirah Shavah for something else. Just like we learned out the Malkit, the Rehitni, and the Misparayim, that they were the reason that we need the Gzeirah Shavah in regards to the prohibition against cutting off the beard, only applies to a man, not a woman. So we would say the Gzeirah Shavah here is needed for the following drasha, as we learn in the following brisa. The pasuk says, Lo Yikruchu, in regards to the Kohanim, it says, they're not allowed to go make bald spots on their head. Now, Yachol, I would have said, Afilu Karach Arba V'Chomesh Karchos. If you did this four or five times, so then, Lo Yei Chayev Elachas. I would have said, this is one prohibition, Lo Yei Kucho. No matter how many times you do this, you only chayev once. Lo Yei Chayev Elachas. So therefore, Talmud Lomim, when it says, Karcha, comes to teach me that this applies, L'Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Chachas. Every time you pull out the hair, you're over a separate chayev. Now, why does it say, Berosham, Ma Talmud Lomim? Why do you have to tell me, Lo Yikuchu Karcha Birosham? Why did that have to tell me that? Because Lefisha Nemar Los is go to do. Velo Sosimu Karcha Beni Nechem Lemes, because with the puzzle that we just had previously, so I would have said Yocho Lo Yechayev Elo Al Bein Ho Einayim. I would have said literally the puzzle says that Bein Einechem. So maybe if you have a long eyebrow, so then only if the eyebrow is in between the two eyes. If you remove that here, then you're over this Isser. But not if you remove the hair on the head. How do we know that if you remove the hair on the head, same place where the tefillin are, as we'll see in a second, so that you're chayiv for this prohibition, minayin lirabos kol arosh, that this applies anywhere, not only literally with the tefillin, but anywhere on the head, so Talmud Lomar birosham, because it says the extra words birosham, l'chayiv al arosh, kivein huaynayim, to teach us that it applies to the head, as well as to in between the eyes. No, v'ein li'ala kohanim, this only applies to kohanim, shiribayim kosev mitzvos yiseros, maybe that applies only to kohanim because they have so many extra mitzvos, so therefore they have extra dinim over here, extra prohibitions as well. Yisrael minolon, how do we know this applies to a regulate as well? Because of his gzeirah shavah, nema kan karcha, nema lehalan karcha. So ma kan chayava kol karva karcha, v'chayava rosh kibeinu einayim. So we need the gzeirah shavah to tell us these dinim, and not to tell us it applies to men and not to women. You need the gzeirah shavah to tell me that just like by the kohanim, it applies that you make multiple bald spots, chayiv multiple times. And it's not only bein einechem, it means on kol rosham. If you make bald spots any place, you chayiv on all of them. Af lahalan, so too we need by regular yid. Chayiv kol karcha v'chacha v'chayiv kol rosh kimein v'ainayim. So therefore, I don't have the gzeirah shavah free to teach me that it applies to men and not to women. And likewise, umal halal lameis, there the pasuk tells us that it's only if you do this, like uchacham v'rosham lameis, it's talking about doing it for Nebuch, a person in mourning. So it's only in that situation. Afkan Ameso teaches us, just like it applies to the Kohanim, only you're doing this Nebuch because of your sorrow, your sadness, and you're pulling out your hair for the loss that you suffered, so it applies to the Kohanim, only Lameis, so it applies over here too, for Yisrael, only Lameis. So therefore, you don't have Gzeirah Shavah to exclude women, you need the Gzeirah Shavah for the demon that we just mentioned. So it says, if that were true, so Aaron Cain, Nichtov kra kerach. It didn't have to say the word karcha. It could have said kerach, and then we learn it out. When it uses the extra words, my karcha, it says karcha, the full word karcha, not kerach, shma, shamas mino tarti. We can learn both these dina that we just said, yechayev every bald spot that you make, al kolachas liachas, and yechayev al rosh kibeinu einayim, and yechayev only if it's done lemeis. So you can also learn out the din that applies to men, and it doesn't apply to women, so we do need the gzeir shava. That is a bias teretz. Rava gives us the third teretz for Isi. Why did Isi include Lo Yikru Korcha Rosham only to men and not to women? Rav Amar, Hainu time with Isi. This is the rationale behind Isi saying it only applies to men and not to women, because the Olav Bein Einechem Tfilin. He learns out the Bein Einechem applies from Tfilin, that it doesn't mean literally in between your eyes, it means on your entire forehead, and therefore, just like Mal Hala Nosha Peturos from Tfilin, so Avkan Nosha Peturos from this din that is similar, it's analogous to Tfilin, because of the Zeru Shavah of Bein Einechem. So that teaches us that the dinim are the same. Just like women are exempt from tefillin, so too they're exempt from this din of Lo Yikruchu Karcha Birosham. Okay, so we have three possible drashos for why Isi says that women are also not included in the prohibition against making the bald spots. Lo Yikruchu Karcha Birosham only applies to men and not applies to women. New. We have three terutzim. Why didn't each one like the other one's terutz? So, Barava, the third terutz that we just gave over here now, that you learned it out from Tefillin, my time alone, my kabbai. Why didn't like Abaye's terutz of Gzeir Shava, of Karcha, Karcha? So, Barava, my time alone, my kabbai, because Kerach, Karcha, the answer that ultimately Abaye gave, why you learn out both, is because of the extra hay. Instead of writing Kerach, he wrote Karcha, so Rava doesn't hold from that. Kerach Karcha lo mashle. He didn't think that was a significant additional drasha. Okay? No. Why didn't Abaye like Rava's Terence? Why didn't he say like he's running out from Tefillin? Abaye, my time law, my Karaba. Because he says, Amaloch Tefillin, Gufayu, Mehocha Gomala. Where did you learn out the din of Tefillin? You learned it out from here. Mal Hala, Mokum Shosim Karcha Begova, Shel Rosh. So Avka, Mokum Anocha, Begova, HaRosh. So he says, no, you're learning the Tefillin from here. You can't go learn this din from Tefillin. The whole din of Tefillin is learned out from over here. And therefore, Abaye didn't like Rava's teretz. No, and why didn't Abaye and Rava both didn't like the first teretz? Bonim atem l'Hashem. Why didn't they use that pasuk? Ubein l'Abaye, ubein l'Rava. Hi, bonim atem l'Hashem. Bonim v'lo bonos. My darish bay. So if they didn't use it for this drasha, so what did they use it for? So both Abaye and Rava needed haimi boy lichad tiny. They needed it for the following brisa. When the pasuk says bonim atem l'Hashem lokechem, it means bizman sha'atem noagim minhag bonim. When you're acting like proper children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then atem kruyim bonim. Then you're called children. However, ain't atem noagim minhag bonim nebuch. If you're not acting like the proper children that you should be, if we Klal Yisrael are not doing what we're supposed to be doing, ain atem kruyim bonim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Hashem, so to say, says, I ain't your father. You're not my children. When you're acting right, I'm proud of you. You're my children. When you're not acting right, I don't call you my children. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir strongly disagrees with this. Rabbi Meir, no. Ben kach atem kruyim bonim. We are God's children no matter what. We should obviously try to be good. Right? We're dealing in Chodesh Elo. We're coming into the Yom Ha'arayim. Of course we want to be good. We want to do tshuva if anything that we've done bad. However, even if Chas V'Shalom, Rachmanu L'Tzlan, we don't do it and we act improperly, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach Atem Kurim Bonim. Rebbe says we always are God's children. As the Pasuk says, Shemar, Bonim Secholim Heima. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that we are foolish children, meaning that we're not always good children, but we're sometimes foolish children. And furthermore, we're still called children of the Omer, Bonim Lo Emun Bom. We have the pasuk in the farm where it tells us that you are children who have no emuna. In other words, we're not loyal to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we're still called children. And furthermore, it says in Yeshaya, the Omer, Zera Mireim, we're a bad seed. Nevertheless, Bonim Mashlisim, we're called children that go and destroy. So again, even though we're bad, we're still called Bonim. And our fourth pasuk Yomer, Vaya Bimkom, Asher Yomer Lehem, Lo Amiatem, Yomer Lehem, Bnei Kel Choy. So we have the final pasuk from Hosea, which says, even when we say, we are not your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, no, you are my children. Now, we have four psukim that Rav Meir brings down. And the Gemara needs to explain to us why four times. So, my Omer, why did you have to give us these, keep on giving us these psukim? The first one should have been fine. So Mor says, "My va'omer, why you have to all these extra psukim? V'chi temor sucholihu demikrei b'nei. If you only had the first pasuk that says bonim sucholim heima, I would have said only when we're acting in a foolish way are we still called children. But chas v'shalom, if we're worse than being foolish, ki lesbu heim nosayu lo mikrei b'nei. But if we have so totally given up emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then maybe we're not called children. Ah, that's why you need the pasuk toshma v'omer bonim lo emun bam. It was still called bonim even though we don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu." No, I would have said maybe. Then, okay, if we just have lack of a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're still called bottom. The chitema, ki les bu hemanusa, hu de mikre bottom, mikru bottom. We're still called bottom in that situation. But, rachmanu litzan, we bow down to Avodah Zarah. Ki polchu le'avodah kochan, if we bow down to Avodah Zarah, lo mikru bottom, then we certainly wouldn't be called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, tashma, you need the next pasuk, yomer, zerim hereim, bottom mashchisim, even if we're mashchisim, even if we're doing horrible things like Avodah Zarah, we're still called the seed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, you might say, okay, that's it, we do Avodah Zarah. We're still called Banim, even though we do Avodah Zarah. But B'nei Ma'aliya lo mikru, but we certainly have no good status. Okay, we're called children, but we're the black sheep of the family. We're the bad son. We think we have no potential for redemption. No, that's why we need the last pasuk. Toshma Avyomer, Boya Bimkom, Asher Yimol Hem, Lo Amiatem, Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yom Elohim B'ni Kelcha, you are the sons of the living God. In other words, that we're never too far gone. We can always come back. There is no point where we're no longer Hashem's children. We're always Hashem's children. We should obviously try to be good children and not fall into the category of fools or worse, Rachman Slan, of the Avodah Zarah, or not having emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're always called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. That's why Rav Meir had to bring down all of these psukim. What a beautiful end to this little sugya. And now we start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah is now going to tell us that women aren't allowed to go and do certain types of avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, even if they are a bas kohen. So the following things must be done by a male and not by a female kohen. Now, hasmichos, the act of doing smicha, before you go and bring certain korbanos, you have to go and lean on them. So here it doesn't have to be the kohen. Here you have the din, even by Yisrael. So Yisrael who brings a certain korban has to do smicha, has to lean on the korban before it's brought as a korban, whereas this applies, as we'll see, only to men and not to women. There's a separate machlokas elsewhere, more in Rosh Hashanah, and other places where it talks about can a woman do smicha if she wishes to, but certainly there is no obligation, and we'll see this is all based upon psukim. Women don't have an obligation to do smicha, men do, in certain korbanos. Not all korbanos, but in the korbanos that this din of smicha applies, it applies only to a man and not to a woman. Likewise, at tenufos, you have to waive certain korbanos. So where the carbon requires waving, again, not all korbanos do this, where the carbon requires waving in north, south, east, west, up and down, where there's a din of tenufa, you have to wave it, so it only applies to the man has to do tenufa, and a woman bringing carbon doesn't have to do tenufa. Likewise, the hagoshos, in a situation where you have to bring the carbon mincha that you're bringing, you do the kmitza, and then you bring the carbon mincha close to the mizbeach, or in a case where there is no kmitza, you bring the entire mincha close to the mizbeach, so that applies only to a man bringing a carbon mincha, and not to a woman bringing a carbon mincha. Now here, we're not talking anymore about the balim. The balim aren't allowed to be in that area of the Beis HaMikdash, so here we're dealing with the kohanim. The first two, the smichos and tenufos, they would apply to the balim of the korban, not necessarily to a kohen, but to the owner of the korban. Only applies to males and not females. But here, the hagasha must be done by a male kohen and not by a bas kohen. Mishnah continues and tells us the kmitzos, that is the separation of part of the flour offering. You do the kmitza, which the Gemara tells us elsewhere is one of the most difficult things to do. You put your fingers into the flour offering, and you wipe off with your thumb, and you wipe off with your pinky, and you keep what's called the kmitza, the handful between the three middle fingers and in your wrist. So that kmitza, that offering, is then put into a separate container, and that is sacrificed on the Mizbeach, and the Shrayim, the remainder of the flour offering, is eaten by the Kohanim. So kmitza also must be done by a male Kohen and not by a Bas Kohen. Likewise, the Akhtaris, the actual bringing of the Korbanos that are brought up on the Mizbeach, must be done by a male Kohen and not by a female Kohen, by a Bas Kohen. And Malikos, the way that you shech the Tor and the Ben Yonah, the bird offerings that are in the Mizbeach, so they're done not with shechita, but they're done with the fingernail of the kohen, the right thumb of the kohen. He pierces the back of the neck. You do this, shechita is normally done from the front to the back. So malika is done from the back to the front with the fingernail and not with a kli. And this malika is the only way that you can make a bird offering into a kosher bird offering that the kohenim would be allowed to eat. The chatas bird offering, the ola bird offering, is not eaten at all. But the chatas bird offering is not considered treif. It's considered a kosher thing for a kohen to eat if the malika was done properly, and the malika can only be done by a male kohen, it can't be done by a female or bas kohen. The hakabalos, the doing the kabbalah, the accepting of the blood, when you shech the animal, there's a din, it must have kabbalah, you have to collect the blood in a kli shareis, so this also must be done by a male kohen, and it can't be done by a bas kohen. Likewise, the hazos, the various blood applications, each korban has its own set of applications, whether it's four applications, one on each corner like a chatos, or the shnayim sim arba, like by an ola, or an usham, that you do it on two corners, the two opposite corners, so you're doing on the total of four corners, even though you're only doing it on two of the corners, because you're catching two corners at each corner. So the other korbanos have only one application. So all of these hazos, all of these blood applications, they must be done by a male kohen and not by a female kohen, not by a bas kohen. All of these, the Mishnah tells us, whether it's the balim, it applies only to the men and not to the women, or whether it's the kohanim, it applies only to the men and not to the women. With the exception, two exceptions now, chutz mincha sota unizira. The only two offerings which have the tenufa done by a woman is when the woman brings the sota offering. Nebuch, she's being accused of closeting away with somebody that her husband told her not to closet herself away with, and there's a suspicion that she, Rachmana Litzlan, committed adultery, so she has to bring her special minchas sota. So there, the waving is done by the woman, and likewise a nazira. If a woman becomes a nazira, so at the conclusion of a nazira process, so she has to bring certain flower offerings as well. So the mincha that she brings, she also has to do the tenufa in both of these situations, the mincha sota and the nazira. So shehei menifos, the women do these as well as, of course, if a man is a nazir, he does the waving. But here, even the woman does the waving by nazira, and of course, only a woman brings the mincha sota, so she has to do the waving. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Now let's go to the Gemara and learn out exactly how we darshan all these, as I mentioned, they're all from Pesukim. So the first item that we had mentioned was smichos, the obligation for the balim to go and lean on their behemah. Again, only certain types of korbanos this was done, either to be misvada on them or as part of the process of bringing the korban. And this was only done by the male owners, the male balim, and not by the female balot. So the pasuk is based upon, this drush is based upon the pasuk, d'ksiv daber al b'nei Yisrael, and then it says v'samach. So it's only the b'nei Yisrael somchim v'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. And that will be the pattern that we'll have for all of these. The Pesukim will specifically specify only the male and not the female. Now, tenufos, the waving of the korbanos, this is only done by the balim that are men, with the exceptions that we pointed out of the mincha offering of the sota and the nazira, but otherwise all other offerings where there's waving requirement, there's a tenufa requirement up and down and in the four directions, so that's only done by the men, not by the women. How do we know that? Because again, it says daber b'nei Yisrael, and then it says v'heinif. So therefore, b'nei Yisrael minifim v'ein v'nos Yisrael minifos. So only men and not the women. Similarly, it's in the Mishnah Hagashos, when the Kohen has to go and bring the Korban Mincha towards the Mizbeach, either the Kemitza towards the Mizbeach or the entire Korban Mincha towards the Mizbeach. So it's only the male Kohen that can do this and not female Bas Kohen. Dechsev, based upon, again, it says, Zos Toras HaMincha HaKrevo Sa B'nei Aharon. The Mincha bringing it towards the Mizbeach is done by the B'nei Aharon V'lo B'nos Aharon. Similarly, when it says Kemitzos, the taking off a part of the Korban Mincha, done with the process that I mentioned, with the three middle fingers, digging inside, bringing it up, wiping off with the top, the thumb, wiping off with the bottom with the pinky, that kemitza, that's done also only by male kohen and not by a bas kohen. They'll say, because the pasuk says ve'via el b'nei Aaron, and then it says v'kamat, so it's only the b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. Similarly, we have the haktoros, the going and bringing of the various korbanos on the mizbeach. So how is it done only by men and not by Bas Kohen? Because Bas says, V'ktiro also, B'nei Aaron, again, B'nei Aaron below B'nos Aaron. Very similar drushes. So every one of these, it specifies the B'nei Aaron and not, therefore, B'nos Aaron. Likewise, the Malika, Hamalikos, how do we know that that's done only by male Kohen and not by Bas Kohen? Because the pasuk says, U'malak V'hiktir. So we have a hekish over here between Malika and Hiktira. And we just said V'hiktir was only by the men. So Iskish Malika leHaktorah. So the hekish over here tells us that the same din applies by Malika as it did by Haktorah, and Haktorah was only B'nei Aaron below B'nos Aaron. Similarly, Hakabolos, the B'makabol, the blood, after you do the shchit on the behemah, and the klisharis must be done by a male kohen and not by a bas kohen. Dilsiv, the pasuk says, v'ikrivo b'nei Aharon. The v'ikrivo is a drosha that we learned out. V'omar mar, it means the kabbalos. As we turn to Lamed Vav Omed Beis, where we have this drosha, Amamar v'ikrivu, that's a reference to Zu Kabbalos Hadam. So therefore, this also must be done only by male kohanim and not by a bas kohen. We continue, quote the Mishnah, says the hazos have to be done by the male kohen and not by a bas kohen. Now, what hazos are we referring to over here? I've already mentioned that it's talking about the hazos that we do, for example, the blood applications on chatas, the four, the asham, the ola, and others that are two that are four, or the korbanos that we do just one application of blood. But the Gemara now asks, hazor, dehecha, what type of korban are we talking about here that it must be done by a male kohen and not by a bas kohen? If you tell me it's the parah aduma, if we're dealing here with the putting of the blood of the parah aduma, so then that can't be done by a regular kohen, never mind the Yisrael. Elazar kosuv bo, it must be done specifically by Elazar. The kohen gadol has to go and sprinkle the blood of the parah aduma. Although some disagree with this drasha, that's the opinion here of the Gemara, that it must be done by Kohen Gadol. So never mind that not a woman, it can't even have a regular Kohen do it. So therefore, what type of azal are we talking about? Idifnim, we're talking about the azals that are done lifnai v'lifnim, for example, Yom Kippur, or for other korbanos that are done lifnai v'lifnim, the parhel dov shel tzibor, the par Kohen Gadol. So idifnim, we're talking about those. Again, hakohen ha-mashiach kosubo. Has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Can't even be done by a regular Kohen, never mind by a Bas Kohen. So that can't be what it's talking about. Ela hazor de ben of. So we're referring to the hazos of a bird. So here, the Asa b'kavuch homer miben tzon. And we learn this out from a kavuch homer from a carbon that is brought from tzon. Uma ben tzon shelo kavalo koin l'shritaso, a ben tzon, a regular behemoth offering, which can be shechted by a non-kohen. The Torah doesn't require that a kohen shecht the carbon. The minhag was that a kohen did shecht the carbon, but certainly it could be done by a zar. There is no prohibition against a regular person shechting a carbon. It's only from the Kabbalah and onwards that it had to be done by a kohen. So by a regular carbon behemoth that could be shechted by a non-kohen, nevertheless, kavalo kohen lehaza also, but the hazah had to be done by a kohen. So certainly, ben ov, the malika, shekavalo kohen lemilikaso, that had to be done malika by a kohen, so Allah has kama v'kama, certainly, and then shekavalo lehaza also. So it certainly requires a male kohen to do the hazah. And that's where we learn out that a male has to do the hazahs and not a woman, not a bas kohen. And finally, the last part of the mission, we said, chutz mi mincha soto and nazira, the exceptions to the rule that it has to be done only by a man, and that the tenufa doesn't have to be done by a woman. So we said the two exceptions over here, mincha sota, the woman when she brings Nebuch, accused of being a sota, she brings the mincha sota, and a woman who took upon herself nazira, so at the conclusion of nazira, she has to bring herself the mincha offering of the nazira. So here, waving is done both by the woman in this situation. These are the exceptions to the rule. Now, where do we see this in the Torah? So I'm only Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshia, the Dori. So, Rabbi Eliezer, that's the Gersa we have. On the side, it says it should be Rabbi Elazar. This is referring to the Amora Rabbi Elazar, not the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. And he's teaching, asking this to Rabbi Yosha, who was also an Amora, the Dore of his generation. He was at the cusp of the changeover between the Tanoim and the Amoraim, and you still had some Tanoim around. So, as opposed to Rabbi Yosha, the Tana, so this is referring to Rabbi Yosha, the Amora. So, Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, says to Rabbi Yosha, the Dore, Rabbi Yosha the Amora, as opposed to Rabbi Yosha the Tana, and he says to him, Lo tesiv akarach, don't sit on your feet, adi armously, until you go and explain to me, until you tell me, Loha shmaisasa, this understanding. Minayin lemincha sota shetuna tenufa. How do we know that the mincha besota has to have tenufa done to it? Because normally the rule is that only males do tenufa. Here we see that the sota herself has to do the tenufa. Minayin. He asked him, really? You don't know where? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Begufa ksiv, it says, beferish, veheinit, v'sa mincha, that the mincha offering of the sota has to be waived. So the Gemara says, elo tenufa bebalim inola. How do we know that the balim have to go and do this? In other words, that the woman has to go and be doing the tenufa. We know the kohen does. How do we know that the woman has to do it as well? So this is learned out. Asya yad yad mishlomim. We have the word yad by shlomim. Kisiv hocho v'lokacha kohem yad o isha. And we have, by the sota, it says that you shall go and take the offering from the hands of the woman. And uksiv hasim, it says, by the shlomim, yodov tiviyena, you will go and take his own hands to take the offering. So ma kan kohen, aflahalan kohen. So both of them has to be done. By the shlomim, it's teaching us that it has to be done by the kohen. And ma kan kohen, aflahalan kohen. So too, with the waving of the sota, it has to be done by the kohen as well. However, ma lahalan balim, by the shlomim, it also requires the waving of both the kohen and the balim. So here too, af kan balim. Here it requires the waving by the kohen as well as the balim, the woman who's bringing the sota offering. Okay, tzad. How do you do both of them? Kohen machnes yado tachas yad ba'olam umenim. So you have the balim holding on to the mincha offering, and then the kohen puts his hands underneath their hand, and both of them wave it together. Oh, so that's the source that we have. The sota's offering has to be done by the sota herself doing the waving along with the kohen. Elsewhere they discuss how come this isn't the problem of touching of negiya, and is this something that is a prosta thing to do? So there are discussions about this elsewhere, not for now. In any event, ashkan sota, we see that this then applies to sota. So nazira minola, how do we know that the nazira also has to do this waving? So that's xera shava from sota. Asya kaf bisota. It says kaf in regards to nazira, and it says kaf in regards to the sota. So we learn out, just like the sota has to do the tenufa herself, so to the Nazira also has to do the tenufa for herself, again, both along with the Kohen. Baruch Hashem, we finished off all of essentially Lamed Vav as well today, and B'ezus Hashem, everybody should have a wonderful day.